Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back, Old School, down at the Scarlet Hotel. We are at the Barred Owl on top of the rooftop patio bar. It is, as you can tell with the background noise, it is jam-packed up in here. They must have a convention, but it's on and popping. Old School with Jay Foreman, King Will Hyde. DP is going to come in here a little bit. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients, located at 84th and Havelock, the best butcher shop in town. I always say, if you need to make sure you have your debit card and credit card right when you go in there, because you're going to be spending a lot. It's a grilling man's dream, or somebody that thinks they can grill. I'm telling you, man. You go in there, I always say, well, I seen DP look at it. So when you put your hands behind your back, you know you're going to get something. Because you're really surveying the scene. So we got a good crowd down here, good view. Even though it's a cold day outside, it's warm in here with all these people. Kenny, I wanted to ask you this, man. This is the three-year anniversary, unfortunately, of Kobe Bryant passing away. I always remember where I was at when I was told. But as we know, football players like to be hoopers. And I'm sure you guys hooped, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who was the best hooper during your time at Nebraska besides yourself? Because I'm going to tell you this, DBs and receivers could hoop.
But see, we had D linemen that could hoop.
Okay.
Kenny Walker.
Oh, yeah. And he was crazy athlete.
Yeah. I mean, physical specimen. So
breaking rims. Breaking and stuff. Rims. Like Shaq Attack.
Dante Jones.
Dwayne Harris. Yeah, right.
I mean, I see Dwayne Harris one step from the free throw line.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tommy Frazier was a basketball player.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you had those incoming freshmen. Well, in my years, you had Barry Miles, Lorenzo Brinkley.
Who could he? Both of them could hoop.
Could hoop.
Yeah.
And go up and get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People didn't.
So you had a good intramural team.
We won it.
Yeah.
We won it. So, but Ernie Beeler was a safety. He could play. He was from Jersey.
Yep.
Of course. But the big boys, I was very impressed with how the big boys played basketball.
Right. I always tell people, if in this day and age, if you're running an RPO type of offense, and I remember Urban Meyer talking about Tim Tebow. That if you're a quarterback, dual threat or whatever you want to call it, you have to be able, to me, you would have to be able to play basketball. You don't have to be good, but I want to see you play, because the ability to make quick judgments, handle the ball without looking at, you know, at your feet and all that stuff, that's transferable to the football field. And if you can do it on the basketball court in tight spaces, because you don't have a big old field,
no.
You definitely can do it on a football field. And he was telling a story about Tim Tebow that he went and watched. He went for two things. And there's also a funny story about Nick Saban as well, is that he wanted to see if he competed in every sport that he did, which obviously Tim Tebow did. And he wanted to see how he handled the ball, handled the basketball. Those are two things he looked for. He didn't even worry about if you score or nothing. And he said Tim Tebow wasn't a full-time starter. So, you know, he'd come in, get fouls, rebound, but he played hard and he could handle the ball. The funny thing about it is my two daughters live in Charlotte, and they go to Myers Park, who's a pretty good high school in every sport. But they had Alabama has a quarterback from their high school. So I was down there visiting them, and so I was like, all right, let's just go see some basketball, you know, something different, you know. Well, the starting quarterback is their he actually ended up being All-State power forward. Guess who's in the crowd?
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban. Watching, sitting front row. Just watching how he competed, how he was as a teammate, how he moved his feet, and how he can make decisions.
We talked about that earlier. I love watching if a kid plays basketball in high school, football player that you're recruiting, turn on his basketball film.
Right.
You'll learn a lot about a kid.
Right.
Less space. Does he compete?
Does he like contact? Right.
Can he get off the floor? Does he have good quickness?
Right.
If he's a point guard, can he handle the ball?
Leadership skills. Deal with adversity.
Yes.
High pressure situations. If he's not a really good, skillful basketball player, will he make the right decision under pressure? Is he all about himself? Those are all the things that you can get that we talked about where you can't really measure a kid's heart and all that, but you can see it or verify what you initially thought. Or it might turn you off. And Zach Wieger's going into the College Football Hall of Fame. Zach could hoop. He could hoop. People didn't realize he could hoop. Matter of fact, I think Zach came on and said he was sick his senior year, so they came and watched him play basketball, and that's how he got recruited.
Good athlete.
Big Buddha, Joe Wilkes can hoop.
Oh, yeah.
He could really hoop. Now, we both know Rob Zadica couldn't hoop.
No, he can't play.
Rob had muscles by the time he was 8 years old. He ain't have no jumper, nothing, but I'm sure he'd get you some board. He probably said hell of five picks, though.
And get you some rebounds.
Right. And some fouls,
and
too.
And some fouls.
Right.
Got to use all five of them.
Now, Brendan Stye, I don't know. Brendan Stye, he going to foul you, though.
Now, Brendan actually played racquetball against me. He's actually got good feet.
He had great feet. I just don't know if I can see him on the basketball court because I think Brendan back then, when he blow his top, he just tearing everybody up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. Well, we had some athletic kids.
Yeah, man. I mean, you had to.
You had to.
Coach Brown and them came to my basketball game. I mean, and I understand it's more competitive. Now, it is more. This is what I want to ask you. Since it's so competitive early in their high school careers to get scholarships, where you got to play 7-on-7, you got to have trainers, you got to kind of pick your sport and almost pick your position. By the time you're in ninth grade, and sometimes earlier, depends, down in Texas, they're looking at their 6th, 7th, 8th graders who's going to be the starters. How much does that help somebody to do it, to be in that type of, arena? And how much does it hurt players not to be a multi-sport athlete once they get to college? Because do you see a lot of guys that have peaked at high school and then get to college and you don't see the gradual – because everybody's worried about development, right?
Yes.
But if you get it, Jay Foreman, 185, 90 pounds is different leaving at 235 and getting in the weight program, 3 square meals a day, extra if you're really cool with art and all that type of stuff, versus if I'm already
tapped out,
where do you think the go-between is? Because you want guys ready to play early because that's what, verifies your recruiting rankings. But then also, you want to be able to develop players to end their career better off than when they came in.
I always tell people play multiple sports.
Right.
I like multiple sport athletes, football player, wrestlers.
Right. Oh yeah.
Wrestlers, they're borderline crazy.
Well, you got to be self motivated.
Yeah.
And you got to not eat for a day and spit all day and wear them suits and stuff.
Just sit in the same room in a sauna.
Right. Just be mad at the world. But
wrestlers.
Yeah.
And then basketball players, again, like we said, if you can get off the floor, you have good quickness. So I always encourage multiple sport athletes.
Right.
So you won't just tap out in that one sport too early.
In your opinion, do you think a lot of kids show up closer to their ceiling now coming out of high school because of, trainers and, maxed out almost?
I do.
Yeah.
I think some kids overtrain.
Before they get here.
You can overtrain.
Right.
You think you need to put on muscle. You think you need to put on weight. It could be a bad way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've seen it.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
Even with transfers.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Bad way.
Yeah.
So don't rush the process.
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't have a personal trainer. My uncle was my trainer.
Right.
He dropped me off at a local park.
Right. So you later.
Yeah. You have this amount of time to make it back to the house.
Right.
If you don't, I'm taking you back. You're going to start all over again.
Right.
So I couldn't afford to go to no camps and all
right.
that. But in the southern states, football's year-round.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now in the Midwest, I know in Missouri, they just started having a couple of
spring practice. They just started. They're trying to vote on it for Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Bobby Carpenter, which is crazy, where you think it just the state of Ohio pretty much funds Ohio State and a little bit of Michigan. Now they're trying to catch up. Probably because they see the transition that all the national championships are down south and more depth of players. You know, I always wanted to ask, like, why coaches are so impatient to let a kid develop. You know what I mean? Whereas, is it because they don't have a detailed plan, or kids won't, I guess, quote-unquote, buy in? Because, you know, like for me, Coach Osborne said, yeah, you're good enough to play or be on the roster. I was like, man, I'm redshirting. I don't know what you're thinking. But I already know I'm redshirting, okay? I don't know what you're thinking. This dude need to redshirt because I ain't never lift weights, and Troy Dumas look a lot different than me. So I am not going out there and wasting a year of my football career when I can sit here and kind of, you know, figure it out.
We need more guys to think like that. You can think you're ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, you were the man in high school.
Right.
I was the man in high school, and I was the man in junior college.
Right.
When I got here, I'm like, nah,
yeah,
I'm not ready. Much as I thought I was ready.
Yeah.
You know, buck 70 soaking wet.
Right.
5'8"?
Right.
Nah, I'm not ready.
Do you think – so – but then with these kids, is it on the coach or the recruiting coordinators to say, hey, this is what we have for you? And if it's detailed enough, I think more kids will be buy into it versus, hey, yeah, if you're good enough. Because here's what I have a problem with. When you tell – if you have 30 recruits and you tell them, well, if you're good enough, we'll play you. Well – they're not going to think, what if I'm not good enough? Because they've always been good enough. And
as
a matter of fact, they've always been better than everybody.
Yes.
And any competition that they've ever had to go into, they most likely have came out on top or close to it. So I think if you really want to try to have a developmental type of program, and it's a selling point too.
Yes.
For parents. I'm thinking of, if they came in and tried to recruit, me right now with Chuck Foreman, if you have a pamphlet, like a year-by-year type of deal, I'm like, okay, I see they got a plan for me. They actually are really thinking about...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About my future versus say, hey, you could play. And I come down here and, if I don't really know the difference between Troy Dumas and myself, I'm doing good in a couple of practices, but he's been doing good for a couple of years. I need to be out there. Well, then, the first reaction is, you lied to me, bump it, I'm in the portal.
I'm in the portal.
And next thing you know, I'm at another school.
They want it now.
Right.
They don't want to work for it. Like you said, you came here and Troy Dumas looked like a...
I was like, hey.
Yeah.
I ain't... He was a defensive end in high school.
Playing linebacker.
Linebacker.
You know, so that's the attitude a lot of kids need to take.
Right.
But will they do it? You know, you've been told how good you are since you were in eighth grade.
Right.
Sixth grade. Or you going to make it to the NFL.
Right.
Never been told no. So your mind is already... already warped.
Right.
I'm not saying not to have dreams and goals, but when you get to that next level, there's going to be guys just as good as you, if not better.
Right.
So you have to look yourself in the mirror, say, hey, do I want to battle it out?
Right.
And possibly have to redshirt? Or do I want to say I'm better when I know I'm not and then jump in the portal?
Right.
That's on you. You have to have the right mind frame. But again, like, it goes into the recruiting process.
Right.
If you're up front with them from day one,
right,
it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. I wanted to also ask you we talked about Boodle, we talked about Stahl, which a lot they're doing really good in the NFL right now. One thing I always wanted to ask, and which is weird to me, is where guys that still have eligibility, Cam Jurgens is different. Cam Taylor-Britt's different. Their second round, they should have went. Where the guys that don't fulfill or take advantage of all their eligibility turn and go pro – some end up being – the best-case scenario is finding a great spot like Stahl and mm-hmm. Boodle, teams that, hey, you're good enough, you can make it. But then there's some that where you lost the translation, now you're out the league. Why do you think that is, considering I know if they came to you, you're going to keep it real with them, and we both know the age thing doesn't affect them anymore mm-hmm. going into the league because they don't want you around anyways. But if you – now with NIL, you should be more enticed to stay. and you'll be a year older.
Yeah, I think kids get bad advice. I really do.
Right.
Because I've had conversations with them dealing with the pro scouts.
Sure.
You put their name in, they give you a draft grade. It says first, second, or third round.
Right.
Or they'll say come back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and you'll have agents saying, hey, I can get you.
Yeah.
They're saying this round, that round, this round, that round. Or you'll have family members saying, hey, let's do it.
Right.
You know? So, what I've always said, that's between you and your family.
Right.
I'm going to put it in for you. Here's what they tell you.
Right.
Now, you and your family have to make that decision.
Right.
Who you listen to on that decision, that's between you and.
Right, because you got to live with it.
They got to live with it.
Yeah.
So I've always never told them which one way or the other. I'd say, hey, you probably should come back.
Right.
And get another year. You know what I mean? You'll get more balls thrown at
right.
you. You know, you'll get
just another year,
another year of playing.
And you're getting paid.
Or NIL. NIL.
Right.
Yeah. But I ultimately leave it up to them and their parents.
Yeah, I think that if we could get. In some of it, I'm sure if we were winning more games, had gone to a bowl game or something, I'm sure guys would stay around. But I think that when you talk about some of these kids, they are short-sighted, and they see the NFL. It's like seeing it across this room. It's there. It's so close, but yet so far. But I always ask it. Well, you've been here for how long? They'd be like, oh, 4 years. You can't wait another 9 months? It ain't going nowhere. NFL ain't going nowhere.
No, it ain't.
And I think that, I mean, I always think about it like, you know, I want to ask you this. My rookie year, if I could have a extra senior year, in college versus being up there in a rookie year and kind of starting over, and what these guys, I'm just thinking, it would be like child's play, wouldn't you think?
Well, so you say that, and me coming from a junior college, I was a quarterback.
Right.
Right.
So you would have wanted
another year of playing DB. Playing DB.
Right.
You know, and my first year playing, I was behind two seniors.
Right.
And it got cut short because of a knee injury.
Right. So you really only played 1 year.
1 year.
Right.
One full year. And that's
right.
Coming off an ACL.
Yeah.
8 months. So another year would have really, really helped me.
Right.
If I could have.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think the more tape that these guys could have doing positive things, especially at a college like Nebraska, where there are numerous NIL opportunities, it bodes well.
Yes.
Because there's nothing – you can go to as many trainers as you want, but you can't replace playing football on tape and being an effective player. You can't do that. And because you can't go get 22 other guys and put pads on and then go out there and get evaluation.
I always tell them, your resume is what you put on film.
And if that resume thick, your stuff is different than somebody else's thin.
Yeah. So, you know, you need really good film.
Right.
If you don't have really good film, you can try to put a highlight film together.
Right. But they're going to do their research.
They're going to do their research.
Right.
And you try to tell them, listen, you don't have enough film.
Right.
An extra year will help you. But, again, the decision is made between you and your folks.
Yeah. I mean, I always think what if with some of the players came back, would it helped out this year? Would it help them out more importantly? I'm thinking about them, you know, being able to go to the next level, get drafted, because I think that's, you know, the biggest thing in the draft is supply and demand.
Yes.
If there's three corners, it don't matter if you can't play dead. They need corners.
You're going up.
It's just like quarterbacks. They talking about the guy in Kentucky. He had a bad year. Well, there ain't no quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks the part.
Yeah.
He got to go there. So I think it's one of those things that if these kids would take more of a business approach to it, not just business approach to what I can get from NIL, but what can I do to maximize my second career in the NFL, better decision will be made, better football will be played.
Right.
Because if you think that if you come into a season thinking that you're going to the NFL, you ain't invested in
that
season.
You're not invested in the season.
And you can see it. And me and you know it because we play with guys that hadn't been invested. But we see it because we know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And it ain't matching up. And so
that's why I'm glad Quentin Newsom made the decision
right.
to come back.
Right.
And fulfill his final year.
Right.
And you mentioned them earlier, Cam Jurgens and Cam Taylor-Britt.
Right.
Cam Taylor-Britt had a really good body of work.
Yeah.
Now, would he have raised his draft status if he came back? Probably.
But
I think for him, he was ready.
Ready. Yeah.
Cam Jurgens.
Ready.
For ready.
Yeah.
I think that early injuries in his career
yeah.
made his decision
now,
easy.
Those are factors I understand.
That you have to.
Even with Cam Taylor Britt, you know, how much higher could he go? Because you just never know.
You never know.
If you, the grades that they got, they made the right decision. You know, the one thing I'm going to say about Quentin, I remember with being down there and they handed out the black shirts. And he was the only one that didn't get one. I remember we talked to him. I said, look, I remember I pulled him. I talked to him about 30 minutes. I said, look, man, I've been there. I've been the new guy and kind of been the outcast. You use this as fuel. And you never forget this now. Right? You can be mad, right? As you should be because he earned it at that point in time. And then he took it upon himself. He matured. He was mad, but he never made it about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued to get better. And then they finally gave him one. And I said, it's worth it, huh? And he said, yeah. And he's like, but I ain't never going to forget about it. And now you see him last year take a bigger step in a little bit of a leadership role. And I ran into him a couple times. He's way more mature. Now if he takes that other big step, you see a big year out of him as well.
So I'm going to ask you that. Since you mentioned black shirts, when did you get yours?
I got mine in my freshman year. I was starting as a freshman.
Okay.
Redshirt freshman. Now, my situation is a little different where Troy Dumas and Clint Brown were seniors, and then I started. I wasn't even on the depth chart, but all them dudes ahead of me, they like to do too much of this, partying and drinking. I'm in the dorms watching tape. So when I was in the spring, I was on it. And then I finally started eating 3 square meals a day, lifting. And then the rest is history.
So, your redshirt freshman year, did you get it?
I got it at the beginning of the year.
So,
but here's the thing. When they did the team defensive poster, they ain't put me in there.
Because you hadn't earned it.
Right. But I was salty, though.
It made you hungry.
Right. And that's why I was about to fight Mike Minter that day. I was on it, man. Hey, Kitty. They used to call me red because when I used to be mad, my face used to get red. I was hot. Bro, I don't got a black shirt and you ain't got me on no poster. Oh, no, somebody got to pay for this. Hey, somebody got to pay for this. Trust me. I was on one for 12 games straight.
That made you hungry.
It did.
It motivated you. So, again, making a switch from offense to defense here, I was behind 2 seniors.
Right.
Going into the year, after fall camp, I'm the starting at nickel.
Right.
Second series of every game, I'm going in. I didn't get my black shirt.
Right.
Didn't bother me one bit. Made me hungry.
Right.
Motivated me. First game, interception. Second game, interception. Third game, interception. Walk out to practice, they handed me my black shirt.
Right.
That's more gratifying to me than knowing I'm being told that I'm a starter.
Right.
If a team comes out in 10 personnel.
Right.
And I hadn't played it down.
Played it down, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I get what you're saying. But brother, was feelings was hurt, man. I was in my emotions, Kenny. You know I ain't really an emotional guy, but God, man, I was young. I ain't know any better. I came from nowhere. I wasn't even on the depth chart, man.
I wasn't either.
I came from outer space. They were like, who this brother from Minnesota that knocking kids' heads off?
They moved me.
Yeah. Coach D, well, the only reason I got there is Coach D told me I wasn't good enough to play safety. So I was already mad anyway.
Coach Darlington.
Because he be talking crazy. I thank him, though. Because every time I make a play, I'll be looking at him. Coach D.
He motivated you.
Yes, he did, man. That's good. That's good stuff there. We had to do it again. We're going to go into break. Jay Foreman, Kenny Wilhite down here at the Scarlet Hotel. Barred out. DP's about to step in. I'm going to go peek my head in at the Big Brothers Big Sisters event. 68th and P Street from 5:30 to 7 at the Cosmic Eye. We are out.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School. With DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.